Estate Pros Podcast, the weekly show for real people in the business of residential sales and property management. Ready to talk insights and inspiration with today's guest, here's your host, Josh Cobb.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Real Estate Pros Podcast. I am, as always, Josh Cobb, and this is the weekly show for real people in the business of residential sales and property management. I'll be joined today by Damien Slade of Slade Property. Damien is going to share with us what it was like in the very early days of his real estate career, a few stories that I know every business owner will resonate with, what it's like working in real estate on the beautiful Sunshine Coast, and also Damien tells us an amazing story behind one of his clients in particular. But before we catch up with Damien, I have another discovery to share with you this week, so let's check it out right now.
Today's show is brought to you by Real Estate Dynamics, the industry leaders in property management training, consulting, and rent roll and agency brokerage. Find them at realestatedynamics.com.au.
This week, I'd like to tell you about a free app called Refresh. Imagine going into your next listing presentation or networking event, knowing what the other person is interested in and exactly where to take the conversation. Well, Refresh is an app that searches the web and social networks and gives you insights about everyone that you're meeting. It will tell you if you share mutual interests, mutual contacts, shared passions, and important moments in their life. It's a super powerful tool, if used in the right way, to spark really great conversation points and give you some context around the people that you're meeting when you're out there networking. The app isn't available in Australia on mobile devices just yet, but you can access it via your desktop computers at www.refresh.io. It's such a great tool for people in real estate if you want to stand out, and you have to go check it out. That website again is www.refresh.io. And with that, let's transition into today's interview. So I'm excited to introduce today's guest, Damien Slade from Slade Property in Sippy Downs on the Sunshine Coast. Damien started his real estate career in 1994, and after 4 months without a sale, the nerves were starting to grow, but in month five, Damien sold 11 properties, and the rest is history. In 2002, Damien started an independent office on the Sunshine Coast before joining a large franchise group. In 2008, Damien sold his business to spend some more time with his family and continued working locally as a contractor. Then in October 2009, 5 years ago, nearly to the day, Slade Property was born. So Damien, I've given our listeners just a little overview, but take a minute, tell us a little bit about you personally, and then give us an overview of your business.
Oh, g'day, Josh. Look, thanks for that. My background is pretty much as you've explained so far. I sort of fell into real estate many years ago and really liked what I saw and enjoyed. Once I did actually start to get results, I did actually enjoy the industry very much from a sales perspective originally, as most real estate agents obviously do get off the ground in that area of the industry. It wasn't really until the sale of 2008 when I sold my franchised offices that I realised that I'd been blinded in the way of property management for a long time, and basically didn't think any more of it until I was approached by one of my previous staff with the idea of going back into the industry after a bit of a pause and a sabbatical away from the industry. I started to annoy my wife too much, I think. She told me to go and get a job. So Slade Property was born out of our house up on the Sunshine Coast, and for the best part of probably 10 months, we worked in a 2 metre by probably 1 metre room, myself and my property manager, very close. And everything was in arm's reach, which was handy at the time, but we soon outgrew that and sometime later moved into a commercial premises in Chancellor Park, Sippy Downs on the sunny coast, and we've grown since that time. We now have about 13 staff and a small sales force, but definitely this time around with the focus on property management, which I've been very thankful for.
For some of us who aren't lucky enough to have, I guess, the views you do every day of the Sunshine Coast, describe for our listeners what is the best thing about working up on the Sunshine Coast in this business of real estate?
Look, the Sunny Coast is a fantastic place to work and live. Everything is, virtually at your fingertips. I mean, it's 12 minutes drive and you're on the beach at Mooloolaba having a coffee, looking at the loo with a view. The listeners who don't know what the loo with a view is, it's the most expensive toilet in Australia, I believe, and a great part of the world. You know, it's not that far down to the beaches of Noosa and Caloundra, and, you know, it's just a glorious place to live. The climate is great, so much so it's hard to wear a jacket and tie most times of the year because it just doesn't seem necessary, but in business you've got to do those things. But yeah, look, it's a great place to raise a family. We don't really have too many traffic jams. We don't take an hour to get to work or an hour to get home. Everything is just up the road, which is great, and it's a very relaxed atmosphere. So people coming to live on the coast do enjoy living here, and, you know, sort of makes it a lot easier to deal with people, and business transactions seem to be a lot more pleasurable. But yeah, obviously business is business, and everybody has their hard days and their easy days, but we'd like to think that we get a few more easier days than we do the hard ones.
For some people that are down south that have been to the Sunshine Coast, they would know it for obviously that beach lifestyle and the units, the resorts and that sort of thing. Can you describe, I guess, the mix between houses versus units, some of the dwellings in your marketplace?
Predominantly residential homes, back towards the Sippy Downs area, and you're looking more high medium prices through the Budrum precinct, which is, you know, only a few minutes drive from the Sippy Downs, where we're sort of on the western side of Budrum, and then we do a lot of work as well on small acreages that move back from the coast, even as far as Glenview and Palmview, and, you know, to Mooloolaba Valley and the like. But when you go back towards the beach or up towards the new hospital precinct at Batinia and Kawana Waters, you know, you're mainly looking at still residential dwellings. The units really start to come into play as you get closer to the beach, obviously. But in saying that, there is a lot of complexes starting to pop up around the university. There's quite substantial development being carried out from a development company, a couple of the larger development companies here on the Sunshine Coast, and which is, you know, predominantly, you know, one to three bedroom apartments, student accommodation, and those sorts of things, walking distance or within, you know, a small kilometre radius from the university, which is very quickly becoming a focal point, you know, for the coast and definitely Sippy Downs area.
And you mentioned a little bit earlier around that focus on property management. Can you share with our listeners why such a shift towards property management, what this has done for your business and what you're ultimately trying to achieve?
I mean, as probably most business owners have probably made the realisation over the course of the last few years, when the GFC did affect a lot of the real estate businesses, well, businesses in general, right through Australia, obviously, but real estate as being my focus, I noticed it started when I did sell my business and realised after I sort of finalised the contracts and went through the retention periods, as you do, selling rent rolls and the like. I realised when we started the business the second time around and launched Slade Property that I needed to needed to recession-proof my business moving forward this time. I wanted it to be a security for my family, and I wanted to get to the point where I could step out of the business, you know, at some point down the track and work on it, not so much in it. It's given me a new perspective of property management and the difficulties that property managers face on a daily basis. It's also opened my eyes to a lot of systems that I didn't use before. But I think as a selling principle back in the day when I started working with a sales team predominantly over property management, I think principals do lose focus on the importance of their business and the importance of property management. So definitely this time around, having that renewed interest in real estate from the property management perspective. Firstly, I learned that by growing my business and securing that weekly income and monthly income that it does give you, that it enables you to really focus more clearly on, you know, on the growth of the business, and you can set firmer goals and you know when you hit your targets that, you know, you're building a solid foundation for your business, and it's not just based on, you know, the sales that you had last month and you've got to start fresh again the following month. It's all about that growth and having, you know, reachable and attainable goals each month through obviously your business development asset managers in your business, and and obviously the ability to purchase rent rolls, and that if you don't just want to grow them organically.
And I think that's a great takeaway, Damien. When you refer to sales at the end of the month, you wipe the slate clean and you start again. And with property management, the income continues to roll in no matter what's happening in the sales market. And for everyone listening, you do still have a sales department, don't you? You're not wholly and solely property management.
No, we do have a boutique. I like to call it a boutique sales team. We're there to service our landlords and our investors who obviously, you know, choose the time to move on and sell their investments, or more so, we don't encourage that. But what we do encourage is our investors to, if they are to purchase something and add to their portfolio, once they are comfortable with us as managers, and you know they're in a position, we can offer them more finance through brokers and the like on the coast, and have investor evenings and things in the future that they'll be able to add to those portfolios, and we'll be able to manage them ongoing.
Now, we've known each other for a little while, Damien, and I often see you attending training sessions, seminars and conferences alongside your staff. Can you tell us what the benefits you've seen from investing in your staff's continuous development, both on a business and, I guess, a personal level?
I'm a big believer of, that the guys need the training, and, you don't want to send inexperienced people out there. And as much as I'm the first one to put new staff on with no experience, I like to know that they are trained up as quick as we can have them, and that they are suitable to the industry. I myself love going to the training days because, you know, I like to make sure that I just have the same knowledge that they do. Things are changing all the time. New systems are coming in. There's some great companies out there that we work with. And I've never been one that to profess that that I've got to reinvent the wheel. There's plenty of people out there that have been doing it a lot longer and a lot better than myself. So I like to tap into that and use their resources to improve my business and my own, I suppose, my own education in the industry, because it's forever changing and there's always something to learn every day of the week.
And in terms of the blocking of time that you allocate towards attending these conferences and training sessions, even if you are busy in a sales department, and every sales department and property management department is busy, but if you allocate that time, it's obviously making a difference for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's correct. And you've got to come back when you do go to the seminars, or you go to some training camps, or you go to training days. You've got to come back and with your notes, and you've got to sit down and you've got to look at what you've taken out of that session, and you've got to look at how that can be implemented into your business to make the changes that can help the outcomes, improve the service, improve the education of your staff. So, and you've got to talk about it, and there's no point going to these things if you're not prepared to come back and look at what you've learned and how that can improve any part of your business in any way.
Now, at some of those seminars and all sorts of parts of the media, we often hear 20,000-foot analogies about how someone has succeeded in their real estate business. But here on the Real Estate Pros podcast, Damien, I want to take it down to that ground level, to actual moments in time throughout the life cycle of your business where you felt like you were either struggling or succeeding. Now, there'll be lots of people listening today who aren't happy with the amount of leads they're getting, or they run a property management business that can't seem to break through that glass ceiling of rent roll growth. So with that in mind, can you take us to an exact moment? Tell us a story, take us there with you, when you felt as if you weren't growing the business as fast as you would have liked. Tell us what was going through your mind at the time and what you did to break through that.
I suppose probably in that first 12 months when we put the boots back on, and after having a certain amount of time out of the industry, I did realise that I did miss it at that stage. But when we did get back into it, and I think my head property manager, who's still with me now, that was a catalyst for me pretty much starting the business again. Obviously, taking that risk and having to back yourself over a period of time, and there is always going to be an element of doubt in your mind. Is this going to work? you know, you've got to get those property managements in. You've got to work out, you know, what your break-even point is. You know, the sales did help initially, but when the sales weren't coming in, the wages still had to be paid, the insurances. Fortunately, we were working out of my own property, so I wasn't paying rent, and that was a great benefit. But every day you woke up thinking, you know, you've got to get a result. You've either got to get a property management or you've got to get a listing, you've got to get a sale. So you're very driven, result-driven, but at the same time, you know, you're not going to get those results if you're not focused on the prize, you know, and the prize is the goals. If you want to be around in 12 months' time, if you want to be better than your competitor, you've just got to keep refining, you know, your service, what you're out there trying to do. And if you don't have that focus, you know, if we didn't have that focus at that point in time and the friendship and that vision, I suppose, of what we wanted to achieve nearly 5 years ago, then definitely I wouldn't be having this conversation with you today.
And it's a really fascinating thing that you mentioned, that the property manager that started with you is still with you today, and you've built that business with people. It's that old saying, Damien, that you don't build a business, you build people, and people help you build the business. And I think that's a great example of that. Well, let's take it to the other end of the spectrum. Is there anything in particular or a story that sticks out in your mind where you felt reassurance that the formula you had in place was the right way to go about growing a real estate business?
This client was one from back in the day when we were an independent, actually, and they were just a husband and wife team who worked their proverbial off on the Sunshine Coast for many, many years, raised families. And came and saw us and many years ago and gave us a property to manage at the time to test us out. And over a period of time, we went from an independent through a franchise business. The property manager that I've just hired in my business now was one of my original property managers when I started as independent. So she's obviously gone full circle and has just started back working for us, which is extremely exciting. But getting back to the point, she was with me at the time as my property manager, and this couple came in and saw us, and she was the wife was managing all her properties and properties for her immediate family at the time. And we started the relationship then. So over a period of a few years, we ended up with seven or eight of their properties, a couple of their son's properties, and her father's properties. So anytime there was an issue, she'd come in and we'd sit down and, you know, if she was upset, we'd sort it out. But at the end of the day, she was happy, still did all of their own maintenance, and occasionally they would move into one of their properties and they would do a massive renovation, move out, we would find a tenant, and they'd move on to the next one. Lovely couple, and when I sold my business, that rent roll, they went with the rent roll and stayed with that company for a little while. When we opened up again, they actually approached us when they found out through some marketing that we were doing that we were back in business, and they called a meeting, took us out for lunch and said, we want to give you all our properties back, which was exciting and rewarding because obviously they approached us. So we inherited all their properties again, and that in one transaction was great for the business, and it just helped us, you know, along dramatically there at that point, and, you know, gave us a lot more faith that we were actually, you know, we were actually doing the right thing. And you know, it was one of those moments that, you know, you do sit back and wonder, you know, when you were saying before, you know, when you have those up and down days, that was definitely a great day. And unfortunately, the wife is no longer with us. She passed away last year very suddenly, and we still manage today the properties for the husband. We've sold a couple for him in the interim. He's decided to make a change. But during the process of managing it, one of the biggest moments probably out of that for us was the fact that when she and I'll call her Pam, but I won't say any more. Pam was a lovely lady, and one of the things that she always liked to control was the maintenance and all the things she liked to be involved in that. And she came into us one day and she said, you know, look, she called a meeting and she came and she said, right, I'm ready to hand over the mantle completely. completely to you guys. I just want to see my routine inspection reports. I don't want to have anything more to do with the properties. We're going to travel and we're going to start to live life. So that they then started to embark on, you know, traveling around the world and 6 months here and 3 months there. And all she'd do is occasionally send us an email, say g'day. But just the whole, you know, the whole spectrum of being involved on a day-to-day basis, she just let go, which was great because she then, you know, they were always the first one to our Christmas parties and the last to leave. And they were just great people to have. So, you know, we always like to think that having those people within our business really does remind you of why you do it. And, you know, we've got a photo of her in the office and, you know, quite often we stop and we think about, you know, Pam, because she taught us a lot of lessons.
That is a great story. And I think a perfect example of there is no better way to, I guess, run a business when there's that level of trust between your clients and you and your staff. I think that's a fantastic story. I guess the three biggest challenges, Damien, that every person working in real estate faces when marketing their services is either creating awareness of their brand, generating leads, or increasing loyalty and advocacy. Can you give our listeners an overview of your marketing strategies, your technologies, and the philosophies behind solving some of these challenges?
When I was going through the process of I suppose, branding and coming up with a name for the business and Slade Property, obviously, it's not rocket science, it's my surname, but you know, it's sort of, you've got to put a lot into what you want to portray in the marketplace. And, you know, when you are independent, the biggest thing as all us independents do face is going up against franchise offices and groups on, you know, in and around the area that you do influence. You know, and you're not going to take them on head on. You just have to be different. You have to offer something that they possibly aren't. So I took a lot of time to think about that. I mean, my brand is my name and it is my reputation. And it's also important to me that people that do come to use our services, that they do understand that. I mean, our catch cry is, you know, we manage, we educate and we sell. And that's why I did it in that order, because I wanted to let people know that we're not just a management company, but it is a huge part of what we do. And it's probably something that came first, as opposed to most offices where sales, you know, is the precedent in their business and company. So we manage, we educate, we sell, because I believe that, you know, to manage properly, you have to educate not only your landlords, but you've got to educate your tenants. You know, all our tenants are clients and they're just as important to us as our landlords, because without either of them, we don't have an income and we don't have a business. So when our tenants come in, we educate them to the process of what our expectations are in relation to their duty of care on property, their need to pay the rent, follow up on their invoices and all those sorts of things. They do that and our relationship is going to be, without question, fantastic. Our landlords need to know that we have that relationship with our tenants, so they're confident that that their properties are going to be looked after through the eyes of the tenant and the management company that you know, that they employ, which is us. So, you know, that and then obviously the sell part, which comes last in that, is really just a case to say, well, yeah, we do have that service still there. We are a fully fledged real estate agency that covers all aspects of real estate. However, you know, we are here to look after your investment property and educate everybody through that process.
Tenants are clients as well, and without them, we don't have a business. I think if anything out of what you've just said, Damien, I think that's the number one thing that a lot of business owners and especially property management staff can take out of it as well. They're often looked upon as the customer, not so much the client, and we often hear some property managers say that we work for the landlord, but certainly you guys have more of an overarching approach and look at your tenants as clients as well.
Yeah, Josh, I think if you don't, you know, you're sort of making a rod for your own back, because, you know, the tenants are going to walk in one day, as they have been with interest rates and that, you know, recently in the way the economy's going, and look, we're breaking our lease because we're buying a home, or, you know, and that's happening more and more. And you know, you really want your tenants to walk in and say, look, you know, I'm getting to the point now where, you know, we've got a bit of a deposit saved. You know, have you got anything you can sell us? You know, you want them to be coming back to you, not just to pay their rent, but, you know, to use the other services that you offer. And if you treat your tenants like you do your landlords as clients, you know, and have those clients for life, you know, again, we like to get it out there in the marketplace that we're not number one, you are. You know, a lot of agencies, you know, promote that they're the best, they're number one, they're doing the most sales, they manage the most properties. Look, I get that, you know, but the beating of the chest, you know, only goes so far. And I think if you turn that around and you let people know that you're here for them, you know, you've got an ear to listen to if you want to talk about property, if you want to get some advice, what to do, where to go to next. I think, you know, as you do, you go to your solicitor for personal advice, you go to your dentist and look at your trust and make sure when they're looking inside your mouth that they're going to take the right tooth out, you know, and you go to a doctor for that special care as well. So we like to try and build relationships with our clients that they come to us, you know, and they know they're going to get the good advice, and they look to come to us first. So we're trying to become that personal real estate agent that, you know, when they do have a need in our industry, that they call us first.
Well, Damien, thank you so much for your input so far. We're about to hit the fast five, where I'll ask you five quick questions and get you to come back with some quick answers. But before we do, let's hear our fast fact of the week. This week's fast fact comes from a report published by Nielsen called the Australian Online Landscape Review from March 2014. The report found that the age group spending most amount of time online is the 35 to 49 year olds, with a total of 44 hours and 43 minutes each month spent online, which is about an hour and 45 minutes per day. This is 6 hours per month more than just 6 months before when the report was last published. The amount of pages they view each month has also risen quite sharply, from 1,950 pages per month to 2,234. So not only are people spending 6 hours more online per month than they were just a few months ago, but they're also searching for much more as well. This trend is only going to continue to increase rapidly with the sheer amount of devices that you can access the internet on these days. I think it's a great wake-up call for real estate businesses to look at their online presence and find out how you can attract some of this traffic to your sites. I'm keen to hear your thoughts and what's working for you. Drop me a line via our website, Facebook, or Twitter. All right, Damien, we've reached one of my favourite parts of the show where I ask you five quick questions and get you to fire back some quick answers. Are you ready?
I'll do my best.
Fantastic. Well, name one person who has been an inspiration to you throughout your career and why.
Sally Alloy is my head property manager, and the reason, again, one of the reasons we're having this conversation right now, who was the driving force behind reinventing ourselves as Slade Property.
What is your favourite thing in the world to do when you're not in the office?
A couple of things. I do enjoy my golf, and I've recently purchased a jet ski, and I'm trying to catch fish and enjoy some time with my beautiful daughters when they have the time to spend with their father. But my family in general, we do a lot together, and I just enjoy spending time with them.
What is your favourite business book that you've ever read and why?
Possibly 7 Habits of Highly Successful People.
And what is your favourite technology resource that you use daily to help you run a better business?
Look, I have to say that not being too efficient with technology, but I do my best on a daily basis. Obviously, having the new Samsung Galaxy 5 is and a watch, believe it or not, that I wear on my wrist that not only tells the time, but I can answer my calls, receive emails, I can look at my text messages subtly, even when dealing with clients, to keep a tab on things, what's going on behind me, answer emails whenever I like. But yeah, I just never been a great one for technology, but I'm starting to get excited about where things are going, and it does that with iPads and iPad inspections and all those things which make life easy for the girls. You know, where is it going to stop? It's just amazing to see all this new stuff happening.
Absolutely. And can I ask why you didn't go with iPhone?
I really, when you're a typical male with fat fingers, the easier it is to spell correctly and do all those things when you are using these wonderful little gadgets.
So you went for the bigger screen.
Yeah, I've been an iPhone fan for many years, and I've made the change, and I'm happy that I did. But yeah, look, it's like everything, I suppose, isn't it? We're spoiled with too much choice.
No doubt, absolutely. And it's often said that the success of a real estate business, Damien, is measured by how many properties they sell or how many properties they manage. If you had to choose one thing, Damien, that prevents people in real estate from achieving success, however they measure success, what would it be? And what would your advice be to overcome it?
Personally, I believe that a lot of people get in their own way, and they also let their ego get in their way in our industry. I think it's one good thing, as I mentioned earlier, to beat your chest, but you've got to be able to also humble yourself in our industry, and you've got to be able to see it for what it is. And I think being so largely dependent on service and the ability to keep clients happy and keep their results and keep improving and staying with the times is more important than, you know, having the biggest name or the biggest brand. I think, you know, the old story that, you know, it's a referral-based business, and if you lose that ability to grow your business organically or through a referral network or just, you know, have people come in and say, we've heard so much about you, you know, then to me, you've lost the secret. You've just got, you know, you just got too far left of center, and you've just got to bring yourself back and again humble yourself to what really is involved in what we do on a daily basis.
See it for what it is. I think if anyone wants to take anything out of what you just said, I think that's exactly it. So Damien, on behalf of our listeners, I'd like to say thanks for your time, knowledge and advice today. I know that people will resonate with the content you've shared. How can people get in touch with you or find a little bit more about you and your company?
Well, obviously, you know, our website is sladeproperty.com. We're actually at the moment, you know, making some changes and rebuilding that, but definitely on there. You're welcome to contact me via yourself, or send me an email at Damien, Damian, at sladeproperty.com. Happy to talk and be contacted.
Damien, thanks so much for joining me.
No, it's a pleasure. Thanks, Josh.
Well, that's it for another week. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you're new to podcasts, don't forget to jump onto the App Store and download the podcast app. Subscribe to the Real Estate Pros podcast and you'll be able to listen on the go. If you liked the show, please leave us a review on iTunes. And whether you did or you didn't enjoy today's show, I'd love to get your feedback, whether it's good or bad, on how we can improve, because at the end of the day, this show has all started to help you, the Real Estate Pro. I hope you have a great week ahead, and I look forward to having you back next week. Bye for now.